Hey, Timmy. It's Matt and Jesse from the Jam Hole. We just wanted to say happy birthday to you, you motherfucker. Happy birthday to you, you little cocksucker. Happy birthday to Tim Henson of Destroyed View, you punk-ass motherfucking bitch. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Cocksucker, we love you.
All right, well, thank you very much.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to Jam Hole. Today is Monday, August 18th, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thanks so much for checking out episode 74 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. How the fuck are you doing?
Pretty good. How
really?
Are you?
I'm hearing sound through our speakers. What's up with that?
I am not.
Really? Am I just hearing things?
I think you are.
All right. So I'm good. Oh, wow. I bought us a little gift for the beginning of the show since the Black Bush is all gone. We kind of finished that before, and I foresaw that happening. So I went to the liquor store, and this is the first time I have ever bought in liquor, like ever.
Ever?
I mean, when I was like 14 or 15, we used to, you know, drink, but we would steal it, obviously.
Right.
You know, no one's going to buy alcohol for a fucking 13-year-old. But, yeah, so we would steal, like, bottles of Mad Dog 2020 and fucking Fireball and pretty much whatever we could get our hands on. So I go, because none of the liquor stores are open or anything like that, so I go to the fucking casino next door to Anna's where I work at. Mm. By the way,
you can buy a lot more than liquor at that place.
Yes, you can. Oh, wow. And escort services. Also.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
She frequents that place every Sunday. Her name's Summer. I used to work with her at a Alltel place.
Really?
Funny enough. Yeah. She stopped selling cell phones and went to sell her vagina.
Nice.
Actually, she sells massages.
Oh.
But
on your dick.
A massage with your dick by my
massage.
Vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I go in the casino there, and I'm like, do you guys have any Jameson, bottles of Jameson? Because that's all I know. I know vodka, and that's clear, so it's queer, so I'm not drinking that anymore. And then I know Jameson, and I know Jack Daniels. We got acquainted the last episode.
You met Jack.
Not fond of Jack. So I go in there, and I'm like, you know, Jameson. She's like, no, I don't think we have that. I'm like, do you have any Irish whiskey that's not Bushmills? Because that, I'm not down with the Bush. The Black Bush, it was all right.
Yeah.
But no, not at all. So I'm looking, and, you know, there is none at all. So I'm like, well, what's good? And then I saw Johnny Walker Black Label. Like, huh, this will prove once and for all to everybody that I am not racist. Johnny Walker Black Label. We got that.
How does that prove you're not racist?
It's black. It says black in the fucking name.
That doesn't mean you're not racist.
I bought it.
So?
I guess people did buy slaves and that kind of... Okay. Fuck.
Wow.
I'll get back
you
to you.
You made it sound worse.
Is that possible?
Yes, it is now.
Okay, well, I'll keep thinking about that. So, basically I ended up getting that. And here we each have a shot poured in front of us. And I was smart enough to get Coke because I'm all out of Capri Suns.
That wouldn't have worked anyway.
That sucked anyway. So cheers, fuckface. Oh, God. Maybe I... Oh, yuck. I've never had that before, and I must say, not that great.
Man, you take it like a girl.
This coming from, hey, your shot glass is smaller than mine is. Don't pour mine so full.
Yeah, because I had, like, almost two shots of this fucking thing.
Oh, fuck me. That's, ugh. Mm. All right, well, keep that bottle close to over here.
Yummy.
Okay. So after, I don't know if any of you guys listened to the special Saturday episode we did with Ryan, our salt guy. But if you did or if you didn't, I'll catch you guys up. Basically, we read a story that it was a story we would usually read, but it happened to be his cousin that was doing the killing and then killed himself, you know, all that shit. So we got kind of the point of view from his, from him, because he knew the kid and stuff. So after that, you know, during the whole show, he brings over the bottle of Black Bush and he's, you know, we're all taking shots and he's sipping it. And then as the night progresses, his sips turn into like gulps. Right. And then like, as that went on,
and then there was one point where it was like, hey, I'm gonna chug this.
Yeah. Right, like, really, dude?
It's like, oh, come on.
So I'm like, man, this is not, you know, I'll drive you home and bike back, that's cool and shit. And when I said that, he's like, oh, I want to bike back. I'm like, so you're just gonna sleep here, you know, on the couch with Braden or what? And he's like, yeah, I'll totally bike back with you. Gulp, gulp, gulp. I'm like, all right, dude, I can really see this happening. So the night goes on and we're fucking drinking and, you know, listening back to the episode. And he's, you know, at the beginning, I told him, I'm like, if we listen to this, we can't be talking, because I don't know if you guys do shows. I know Capital Z, it does. I think 26 has a show. But if you guys are listening to yourselves talk and then you start talking,
yeah, like, over the top of you talking,
holy shit, dude, it's mind blowing.
Yeah, it's hard, like, to comprehend.
Excuse me, Matt, can you just a second? I have something to say. Matt, shut the fuck. Matt, okay, shh. I have something to say. Braden, shut the fuck off, fuck. And then there's three of us, and Ryan's just fucking wasted at this point. Right. So he's like, oh, let me listen to that again. Oh, and just, you know, carrying on and shit. So I'm like, all right, promise, if we start listening to this, you will not talk. We will not talk. So that lasts for about 10 minutes, and then he's
just talking.
He doesn't start talking. He, like, kind of raised his hand, kind of, and was like, can you pause? Pause, please. Can you pause? I'm like, all right, dude. Oh man, that's nothing compared to Rockstar. Like, that is,
yeah,
I mean, yeah, that's worse.
Right.
So we do that, and we end up, you know, 2 hours later, finally finishing the 45-minute episode, and he's kind of just totally out of it. And I'm like, all right, well, let's go and we'll bike back. And he's like, yeah, bike back. And I'm like, as I'm driving back, I'm driving his truck, and we got my bike in the back. I'm kind of thinking, like, the ride home, the way I go, you're on the highway for, like, you know, at least a mile, maybe 2 miles, right, before you get to that bike path. And before the highway, you know, it's a sidewalk, so that's fine. But he can't really walk at all. And I'm picturing him, like,
well, because he's so drunk, he can hardly stand straight.
And he's a big motherfucker. Like, he's a big dude. So I'm picturing, like, me biking and him in back of me just, like, all over the road. And then a fucking car on the highway coming and just, that's it, you
just
know.
Boom.
Yeah, and then that got me thinking, because I ended up riding back by myself. I'll get to that.
Of course.
But that got me thinking, like, hitting a deer in your car, it's like, it's fucked up. It wrecks some shit, right?
Right.
So I was thinking, man, what would it be like if a deer just jumped out in front of me on my bike and I just fucking hit it? Like, head. Oh, man. Because I'm riding, you know, doing like 20 miles an hour and it's dark and I got my little light
on. And those cars are doing like 70.
Right. Yeah, at least. And then I'm picturing, like, a deer just coming out from where my headlight doesn't shine, just like that, split second, and me just boom. Like,
you know what would also suck,
oh,
though?
Oh, man, if the deer had antlers.
Getting hit by a deer on your bike.
Like, if it, instead of you running into it, like, if it, well, like, sideswipes you.
Well, you know how people, hit deer, the deer kind of hits the side of the car?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That could happen to you on your bike.
It would be like that video we watched the other day of that guy on his bike and the cop coming and just hockey body checking him. Remember that?
Right.
Like, the bike just dropped and the dude went fucking flying with the cop. Yeah, that's probably what it would fucking be like.
Yeah.
So I'm driving him home and shit, and I'm like, you know, are you okay? Do you need to puke? You know, man, I've never puked while drinking since I started drinking on the cruise and shit. And then, like, he looks at me with just this haggard fucking drunk ass grimace, and he's like, can you not talk about puke? I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot. It's like when you're tripping on shrooms and, like, if someone just mentions something and you're even kind of thinking about it, you're fully thinking about it now. So I was like, oh, dude, I am so sorry. Are you going to puke now? And he's just like, just, can you just be quiet, please? I'm like, all right, I'm sorry. So we go and we get into town and I look over at him and he was kind of like sleeping or passed out, whatever you want to call it, on the way there. And then once we got to town, I'm like, you know what? I think puking would be good for him. He needs to get all that whiskey out of his system.
Right.
So I come to the first stop sign and I just fucking floor it in his truck and like, because we're turning left. So it's like from a dead stop to just floored, crank the wheel, and his head kind of like hits the window because he's like kind of slumped over a little bit, but not like really hard, but enough to wake him up. And as soon as that happened, like, he looked at me with this face. And you know, like, when you're about to just puke and you're trying to hold it back because you really don't want to puke.
You're
but
just, like,
you know,
putting
you're
all your brain power to not telling yourself you're not puking.
It was that. And as soon as I saw that, I started rolling down the window for him with the little power thing. Uh-huh. And his cheeks went from, like, normal I'm going to puke to full of puke. Right. And then he hung it. I'm like, dude, out the window, dude. And he fucking...
At least you're driving his car anyway.
Yeah,
so
all
if he
over
puked.
It while I'm driving.
Right, and all of a sudden.
This pretty much went on from the time we got to 11th till the time we got up by his house.
That's
probably
a while.
Like 12 blocks.
Yeah.
And we're going down 5th, and I see fucking car headlights at the intersection, but we don't have to stop. So they're just waiting there for us. And it's right shining on the side that he's on.
Right.
He's still two arms on the fucking door, hanging head out the window, puking. And I'm like, dude, there's a car, smile. And he like looks up right as we go past the car and just, I'm like, did you smile? And he turns and looks at me and he's got puke just... It was so gross.
That's awesome.
So then he's like, I'm like, dude, you feel better now that you got that out of your system? I was just trying to help you. And he's like, yeah, dude, I think I'm gonna puke again. And he fucking hangs his head out the window and blows fucking puke until we get to his house.
I'm glad I was here.
So
still.
Did the neighbor come up while you were here? Because we were being kind of loud. He's like 300 pounds. Well, he's like, what, 240, I guess.
He's very large.
Stomping his feet and shit. I'm like, dude, the neighbor complains when I walk. What? Right. Really? So then,
he was yelling pretty loud, too.
Yeah, he gets loud. Very loud voice.
Yes.
So, yeah, I basically, he did not ride back with me. We got to the house. He got out, went in, kind of hit his bed, and starts taking his pants and shit off. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to be in here where you're not. And then he ended up somehow in the bathroom. So I'm sitting there just chilling and shit. And, like, 5 minutes later, I hear this loud fucking thud. Like, oh, someone slipped and fell in the shower. I'm thinking I'm going to, like, knock on the door and not hear anything. I'm going to open the door, and he's going to be there in a pool of his own blood and shit.
Right.
So I get up to the door, and I knock, and I'm like, dude, did you just fall? And he's like, no.
No. I'm like,
are you okay? Yeah. Do you still want a bike with... No. I mean, I do, but I can't. I understand, dude. It made me feel better because I really didn't want to have to be like looking over my shoulder, making sure he's behind me and not to the right of me in the road.
Right.
And, yeah, I would have felt bad if he would have gotten nailed by a car.
He probably would have.
Well, too. I would have because he would have been back of me. The car would have hit him. He probably would have went flying into me and then I would have felt bad.
Right.
And that would have been just bad all around. So, that was about it for that night. Very awesome. Very fun. Good in-depth conversation with him. I like how he tries to use really big words when he's drunk.
Oh, he uses so
many. It was good. It was good, though. And then
he was all over our podcast.
Did you feel that way?
I did.
Because
he was complimenting us so much.
Like we were a cheap date or something, and
no,
he bought us dinner.
It's something. I don't know.
Your eyes are so beautiful. Your podcast is so good. No, I mean it. Your podcast is so good. No, I really mean it. Speaking of our podcast being good, before we continue with our weekend, we got mentioned on Keith and the Girl again, and I would just like to thank you, Keith and the Girl, also, for mentioning us. And this time he actually said the URL, and I pissed my fucking pants.
Yeah.
I admit it. I pissed my pants when I heard that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's cool, and people are like, oh, you guys are on their cocks, you guys are lackeys, and it's like... We were fans of that show before we started our show here.
Right.
I took the idea of what they were doing and distorted views and was like, man, we should make a show that does this kind of shit. That would be so fucking fun. And then we did it. And now it would be like if you played baseball your whole life in Little League, you know, T-ball, all that shit. And then you grow up and you finally get to play on the team of your favorite baseball player because right. somehow he hasn't aged even though you've grown up, you know, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
And then you get to meet him and shit. Like, that's what it's like for this, for me. It's like I've listened to them for years since like 05, 04, whatever. And now it's like he's saying our name on yeah. his on.
I never ever would have thought we'd get a plug on his show.
Yeah, so I just want to thank them for that because that is really awesome, I think. So Saturday, just something quick here. We were eating at Sykes, and you care to elaborate on this story?
When we were eating at Sykes
yeah.
on Saturday?
Yeah. Would you not?
Not really.
Well, basically, we're sitting, and we always sit at the same fucking table, and it's by the bathrooms. And, you know, it's kind of just stupid to watch what we do. We just sit there and, like, watch all of these old people and how they move so slow
right.
and the big fat people. And then we make ourselves little elaborate scenarios of, like, what would happen if, like, a terrorist came in and started shooting and everyone panicked. Like, you would see these old people trying to move, but they just can't do it. And
right.
they would
and
be
we
the
would
first.
Be out of there.
Yeah, totally. And just shit like that. Like, even watching them walk through a crowd of people, that's like a fucking chore.
Right.
Me and you were just, like, maneuvering, doing the fucking worm wiggle.
Yeah, we were, like, teleporting through
yeah,
there.
Dude,
we were going so fast.
We were fluid. It's all
yeah.
about just fluidly
moving.
We were
moving. Just hauled ass
yeah,
through there.
And these people are just, like, each step is a fucking chore
right.
and they can't do it. So we're sitting there and Braden's on the side that you would have to.
I'm on the aisle side.
Right, the aisle basically. And the bathroom's right
the
there.
Wall.
And this old lady comes in and I forgive she did it as she was going in or as she was leaving the bathroom. But she stops and looks at us and she's like, can I get through? Like,
yeah, and our fucking hips were like, you know,
oh god,
fucking 100 yards wide, just
so,
as big as this fucking building.
After, you know, her 5-minute fiasco of trying to maneuver her own body, I mean, I could see if you were carrying, like, a dead body over your shoulder,
right.
it would be a little hard to maneuver, but it's just you.
Yeah, she's
if
just
you,
old and fat.
If you can't carry yourself from point A to point B, stay the fuck home. Don't be like, can I get through it? Do you want me to carry you through? Would that make it better? So we got to thinking, is the problem A, where Braden was sitting, or B, the size and ability of the person trying to get through?
I think it's B.
Yeah.
Because there was plenty of room for a normal person to get through.
Yeah. I could turn sideways and get through something like half as
yeah.
big as I am.
We
easily.
Could, we could walk side by side through.
Yeah, it's like
it
Tetris. We maneuver ourselves like Tetris blocks to get through the mess of shit that player two sent over to us.
Correct.
From getting a Tetris.
Yes.
Is that a good analogy?
That's pretty good.
All right. So yeah, that it just pisses me off. And then they do that whole fucking, can I get through it? Like, it, oh.
Yeah, she's
just,
out of breath just walking
yeah,
by.
Just saying can. The word can.
Yeah, just speaking.
The whole
she
sentence,
needs to catch her breath.
The whole sentence took her longer to say than it would have taken both of us to get through
right.
each carrying a dead body over
and then
shoulder.
Once she started walking through the aisle behind me, it took her like 5 minutes
oh,
to get back to her seat.
Oh, my God.
Which was only like 10 feet away.
Which makes me also understand how they can forget where they park their cars at. Because
right.
if I don't, like, if I am not thinking about it for a while, I'll forget, but then I'll think about it again and I'll remember. Old people lose that ability to rethink about what just happened, so they just forget it
yeah.
unless they're shown a picture. So if it takes you
remember.
5 minutes to get out of the restaurant, another 10 minutes to get through the parking lot, another say 5 minutes to think about where your car is, yeah, you're gonna lose that shit. No fucking no two things about it. So you shouldn't be driving for one, and that's a huge one. And for two, you just stay the fuck home. You don't if you're gonna order pizza. Okay.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. But they have 35-cent coffee, which is 25 cents after my senior discount.
But that means your old ass has to drive on the road to get
and that's
there.
Dangerous.
Scary.
So then on Saturday, I ended up getting suckered in to have to work at Anna's. Like, he knows I just got back from the cruise and I'm broke and shit. So he's like, hey, I'll give you, I'll you want to work for a couple hours while we do a wedding on Saturday? So, oh, that was my, the other thing I was trying to remember to say. If any of you guys are local and getting married, they cater weddings now. So, yeah, Anna's Pizza. I know, right?
So you just need Anna's.
Just don't have your wedding on Sunday, please, because I don't want to do that again. I had to wash all the fucking dishes from the wedding.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it just, the whole point of living and working is to get money, and he knows that, and he knows that I'm probably not the best person at managing money. So what started out as, hey, want to work a couple hours, turned into, hey, I'll give you $50 if you want to close.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ah, $50. I've already been here, you know, a couple hours. I should be going home right now, but $50. Fuck me. All right, sure. Oh, by the way, here's all the wedding plates. Ah, I lose.
Ah, shit.
Damn it. Damn you, money.
He waited until you agreed to the $50 before he told you, oh, you got to do this, though.
Yeah, right. And then it happened again on Sunday. Like, usually Sundays I work from 5 to 8. Hey, I'll help you out. You know, I'll pay you some good money if you want to work all day Sunday. Oh, did you say money? Oh, fuck. You did, didn't you? Fuck. Anything but money, and I'd be like, nah, I'm good. But so, and just the whole thing that I was in, I wasn't even broke when I got back. I was negative broke. So that's like,
right.
Yeah, that's like I could make $100 and I'd still be broke.
Right.
Broke.
Because yeah. You'd have negatives in the bank.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, sure, I'll do it. 12 to 8 o'clock, which ended up being cool because Sunday he ended up winning a bunch of money playing in the casino. So he's like, it was kind of dead and shit. So I'm just sitting out there reading, watching all the fucking carnies and all the treasure trash, trailer trash. Holy shit. Another shot, please. This guy right here. No, I'm just kidding. But all the trailer trash that comes out when the fair's in town, just fucking stupid.
I hate carnies.
And Saturday, I was there like really late, and one of the other driver's daughters came in. She's 15, and I'm back there washing dishes and shit, and I'm like, fuck, I should have been out of here like an hour ago. This sucks.
I shouldn't even be here today.
I know. I'm not even supposed to be. Fuck. Money? Okay. What do you want? Blow to,
like,
okay, no problem. Money,
but
sure.
With pizza.
Yeah, so she comes in, and I'm like, hey, you want to do the rest of these dishes for me? And she's like, no. And I'm like, hey, do you have a computer? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, you see all those posters out there that ask you if you like to laugh? Listen to the Jam Hole? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, that's my show. And if you do the rest of my dishes, I will personally thank you on Monday's show. And she did.
Really?
Yes, really.
Wow.
So, Tasha, thank you very much. I did appreciate that. Except Sunday morning when I got to work, all the dishes were still sitting in the sink.
Mm.
So
you think
she did some of them, but like the pans and shit that I didn't get to,
right.
They were soaked now, which is cool. But she didn't do them, so she kind of fucked me.
So,
and that's illegal because you're only 15, you little bitch. But thank you anyway, because either way, it did get me out of there. So
yeah.
I just had to fucking do them the next morning, which was shitty. Let's see. Oh, yeah, going along with the whole money thing, like, it's just like prostitution. Here's $50. Do you want to work 4 more hours? Sure.
Except it's not sex.
It might as fucking well be. I would rather fuck some chicks for $50 than have to do dishes and shit.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Prostitution.
I guess it depends on the chicks, though.
Well, the kind of chicks that are going to pay a dude like me $50 to fuck them? Yeah, probably not. I'll take the dishes, in other words.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll say I'm going to fuck them, and then I'll be like, after you do these dishes, and then I'll make sure they do the dishes, and then I'll leave.
Right.
Because I can outrun any kind of chick that's going to pay me $50 to fuck them.
To check.
Yeah. All right. Oh, and then I just did want to mention about the fair that the people that are there, like, you can tell why, not just by the wife beaters and the 40s in their fucking
right.
paper
the
bag.
Blood stains all over their shirt.
But it's like, you know, clearly, I'm not like a detective or anything, but clearly you're having a hard time taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
you're struggling in this game we call life. But they still think it is a fantastic idea to have kids.
Right.
It's like, you know, always. If I have kids, it'll teach me to take care of myself better. And then they have kids, and then they're like, man, you didn't say that this was going to be expensive. And then they have to start drinking cheaper beer, and then that turns into Mad Dog 2020, and then that makes them beat their wives, and then their kids grow up all fucked up, all because of the fair.
Yeah.
The fair is the devil.
It's gone already.
Thank fucking
God.
It
seemed like it was only here for like a day.
Well, did you see it other than when I got back? Because wasn't it? It was here when I first got back.
I don't think.
Yeah. I don't know. I hate it. And the carnival does the same thing here, but not as big because the carnival doesn't have the rodeo. And maybe a lot of it's that. These white trash motherfuckers. Speaking of white trash, we saw Papa Pill. Remember that, that hip-hop artist, that rapper, that juggalo we talked about? Yeah. He was out there slinging his CDs again, and he's
like, he said he sold like 1,200 of them.
Yeah, I'm sure. He's like, hey, you guys look like you listen to hip hop. And I'm like, dude, you already gave me one. Remember, I was going to have you on my show and then I listened to your music and then, you know.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, I remember that. I'm like, yeah, I called your girlfriend and she said you weren't living there anymore or whatever. So then I took her out on a date and she ended up having this weird stalker boyfriend, and I don't know, she got back together with him. But your music is horrible. I don't know. So, I would still maybe think about having him on the show just so we can be like, why do you why are you rapping about this?
Yeah, I mean, but I guess what he's doing is good. I just don't like it.
Well, and the thing is, he's appealing to all those kids that are into that kind of shit.
Yeah,
so,
like Insane Clown Posse.
Right, and it's like, you know, you're encouraging that behavior. Could you please stop fucking doing that? Please. Wow. Are you even
I'm reading the chat.
Holy shit.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
The
average
porn.
Yeah, 26 says the average porno pays a dude $200 to $400 per scene, which takes around 4 hours.
That's
pretty
good money.
I was listening to I was trying to get caught up with Distorted View, and he played this sound clip on one of the shows of this porn set. Mm-hmm. And the chick ended up, like, I forget how it went, but it was really funny. This chick had more than normal excretion coming out of her vagina. And the dude's like, get a paper towel and wipe that up. And he's like, that's not lube. That's a yeast infection. Oh, come on, man. So, you know, the porn industry isn't all glitz and glamour. Oh, let's see. Oh, I did want to mention that on the cruise, I got up the last couple videos, thanks, Odie. I hope you're cool with that being up there. That's all I'm going to say.
Did you put the one?
Yeah. And
did you edit
no.
it?
I didn't because
it's
Vegas, gonna
get deleted.
Vegas video fucked me. So then I had to go back to my old fucking mistress, Windows Movie Maker. And, you know, with her, it's just sloppy sex all over the place.
Right.
So, no, I couldn't edit anything. It was
did
either.
Did you send Newsy a message?
Yeah, actually I did. But I also already sent the video to him like before I edited it and stuff. So I was thinking that whole time we were out on that boat, God, if he so exists, knew what we were gonna do, right? He knows everything. He knows what I'm about to say before I fucking say it, supposedly, which I don't fucking believe. But so you think we made it as easy as we could have possibly made it? We're on a boat. We're humans. We need air to breathe. We're surrounded by water. We're in the middle of the fucking ocean. We, you know, there's no fucking way. None of us were paying attention to how to use our life vests. We're fucked if something were to happen. How easy would it be for this omnipotent fucking overbearing tooth fairy to just, like, tip the boat over?
Something.
Blow
hurricane.
It away. Spin it into a fucking whirlpool. I don't fucking know. Something.
Make an iceberg appear.
Knowing that we are taking the body and blood of your fucking son, your only begotten son, that you sent to die for our sins. We thank you by taking his body and blood, putting it in our mouths, and then spitting it back out because it tastes like shit.
Yeah, and then you, like, threw it all over the floor and we're stomping
and
on
then
it.
Keith and Hemda fucking are making out in the middle of it, throwing them all over the place. We're dancing in it naked, fucking grabbing our dicks. Well, we weren't naked, but there
like
were
a huge cult orgy.
Yeah, that's what it kind of seemed like. And if you watch
crazy.
The video, it's like we're like all lining up. The girls are looking all hot and slutty in their little short skirts. The guys are all fucking
there's making out.
Yeah,
shit.
Totally. And then here we go. We're lining up for the communion and nothing in the middle of the ocean.
Right.
Nothing.
That's proof.
It's like, hey, we'll even get drunk first. How hard is it to drown a bunch of drunk people?
Right.
I mean, not at all, right?
No, so, especially if you're God.
And nothing fucking happened. 26 says it's actually very hard to tip over a large boat.
But if you're God.
You're God.
Yeah.
You could fucking, I don't even know, sneeze. And there it goes, you know? So, and it just, it kind of let me down because, you know, I was raised that way. So in the back of my mind, it's always there, you know,
right.
I can't do anything about that. And I was just hoping, like, man, come on, tip this shit over, show me something. And then, you know, I'll turn this into a, you show me a fucking sign, I will turn this show into a Christian fucking talk show and we will talk about the Bible. I don't care. I'll have God riding a co-pilot.
Okay.
But nothing at all. So I don't know. It just, it, another point for not believing in made up bullshit, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, have you been following the Olympics at all?
Not at all.
Me neither.
I do not care about the Olympics.
The only thing we will say about the Olympics is fuck the Olympics.
I'll watch the X Games.
Who cares? Who fucking cares? It's just, it's the same thing about why sports and celebrities are paid so much fucking money. It's just a fucking distraction. And honestly, I've heard this joke before. I don't know who initially came up with it. But if it was so fucking important, do it every year.
Right.
I understand 4 years is, you know, a leap year
or whatever
the fuck. Gives
you time to train.
I guess. But if you're an Olympian, should you need to train?
Yeah.
You're just born good. You're born like Spartans, man. You're right. Just in there. Fucking, what do you want me to do?
He's got good genetics.
I like the idea that I forget who the fuck said. Maybe Adam Brown from Keith and the Girl. But he said they should take all the Olympiads and then throw all the events in a hat and make them pick.
Mm.
So it's totally random what you do. And you just have to be in good overall shape.
Right.
Firefire Chick says, I just saw Odie's dick on my computer. And thanks for giving away what was in the video.
Yes.
But yeah, it just, it's stupid. And everybody's like, oh, how many medals? How many medals? It's like, does it fucking matter? Now, give away gas or fucking food or something. I don't know.
Instead of medals.
We can use. The medal, what's it going to fucking do? You're going to wear it around. It's going to get you
it's
laid
gonna hang
for like
at your house.
3 nights. After that, people are going to fucking forget.
Right.
And then what? It's going to collect dust. You're going to get hooked on drugs. You're going to end up pawning it to get more drugs. You're going to OD yourself on those drugs and then you're dead. Should have went with some fucking gas, right?
Right.
So, I don't know. It's just stupid. I hate, like, everybody always thinks it's like, oh, now everyone has something in common. We can talk like real adults. Hey, you been watching the Olympics? No. Go away. Oh, not a big sports. My father was killed by the Olympics. Okay, feel better now?
Yeah.
Ugh, I hate it. It's just so fucking stupid. It's like, hey, don't mind all this other fucked up shit that's happening. Let's watch 14-year-old Asian chicks parade around in little fucking tight suits and flex themselves in half. Like, that's... really, guys? And everybody's like, oh, they're so graceful while they're pitching a fucking tent. It's like, dude, that chick's as old as your daughter. How do you feel now, perv? I don't know. That's all. I don't care for it. And then the last thing I would just care to talk about is the curse. You've heard it.
All of
our fans have heard about it. I should have taken the time to fucking pull these emails up. So basically, to catch anybody up, if you're new, I was cursed with relationships back when I was 14 or 15, maybe 16. I forget the story, but basically this chick I was dating, we were, you know, dating for a long time. Some shit happened. She was into Wicca and she cursed me and she's like, you know, you're going to die alone and all this shit. And I was like, yeah, whatever. And I've always had, growing up, you know, about until, the, you know, like 4 years ago, maybe, when my last girlfriend, me, broke up. Like, I'd always had a girlfriend and stuff. And now, like, I'm starting to be like, holy shit, this curse is totally happening now.
Mm-hmm.
It just took it, you know, a few extra years. So, basically, I don't know what all to really say about it. I got a message today, and this girl, before I went on the cruise, you know, we were hanging out quite a bit. I went mountain biking with her, and she's like, you know, I'm not ready for anything, but I like you and all this. And then, you know, she has this ex-boyfriend that was kind of hacking into her MySpace and driving by
checking
her house.
Checking email.
Yeah, checking email. Just being a stalker. Just, like, real creepy fucking shit. And, you know, when I leave for the cruise, I'm like, well, maybe when I get back, you'll have everything sorted out and we can start dating or something like that. And it just, I don't know, it just seemed like either I wasn't her type or just maybe she was nervous the ex-boyfriend would come and fucking do something. I don't know. But basically, it just, it felt like, you know, I didn't want to believe it until I got this message, but it just felt like, you know, it wasn't. She wasn't into me or something. Like, yeah. I would always be like, you want to hang out today? You want to hang out today? And like, no. Or she wouldn't answer. And you know, so it's like, I'd send her a message. I'm like, you know, I feel like a real desperate fucking retard always asking you if you want to hang out. And you know, once in a while she would. But yeah. Then it would get interrupted by, you know, 3-hour phone calls from the ex-boyfriend because right. He was parked outside and wanted to know whose car that was. You know, that never happened. But stuff like that. So I sent her that message. I'm like, you know, if you want to hang out with me, you know how to find me. I feel like a desperate retard always asking you, and I don't want to bug you anymore. So this morning, I went to work, and I came back and, you know, burned one at the house before I went back out because I was right by here. And I check my MySpace, and I get this message. Hey, Matt, I want you to know that I've made a decision to try to reconcile with my ex-boyfriend. Now, this is the guy that she's like, oh, he's a stalker and doing all this fucked up shit. When he was on the phone with her, he had a girl there and he was out in his car and this and that. And just like, why? Okay, you don't like me, that's cool, but to be like, well, I'm going to go back to that.
Right. Like, I don't know. It's like, it just why would you weird. Go back to that?
Totally. So we're going to take the next week to spend some time together and see if there's something still there worth working towards salvaging. I have a lot of time invested in this relationship, and I want to follow through on this step. It may end up fruitless, but I have to see it through and know that we tried. So again, it's just like after you saw how he would be when you broke up with him, totally just stalking you and all this messed up, shady fucking shit, not even just being like phone call. Are you dating somebody? No. Okay, bye. It's like, I'm going to check your email. I'm going to check your MySpace. Right. I'm going to fucking steal your cell phone and clone it so I get the calls and the
hang
messages.
Hang outside your house.
Yeah, just shit like that. So, okay, you break up with him and that's what he does, and now you're going to go back to that? What the fuck do you think he's going to do if you try to leave that time? I can tell you it's going to be one of those, oh, if you ever leave me, I'll kill myself.
Right.
I've seen it, and it's going to... Oh.
I've had that happen.
And it just sucks. It's like, well, what about me? You never even tried, you know? It was like, well, I want to, and then this. And I'm like, you know, you're not the kind of girl that would date me, obviously. And that's what I get for going after girls that are, you know, above what I can probably date or whatever the fuck. And she's like, no, it's not that. I like you. So she continues, I like you a lot, Matt. You're a very unique and refreshing person, but I'm not going to be one of those girls who says, I like you a lot, then... Or I like you a lot, let's hang out, even though I have a boyfriend. It was more like, I like you a lot, let's hang out, we just have to go somewhere where my ex-boyfriend doesn't know where I'm at.
Right.
I have to leave my cell phone here so he doesn't GPS track me and shit. Hanging out with other guys, notably guys who like me more than just friends, isn't conducive to a strong, trusting relationship. Neither is fucking driving by your house at all weird hours of the night with a fucking night vision scope.
Right.
Is that trusting?
Looking in your window.
Like, no, but if I'm back together with him, he won't do that because
he'll
put
there.
A fucking house arrest bracelet on my ankle.
Right.
And now if I leave my perimeter, I'll get the shit shocked out of me.
No, he'll just be there wherever she is.
Right, and that'll be good because, you know, whatever reason you broke up for in the first place, I'm sure it's fixed by now.
Yeah.
After all the MySpace messages and emails of yours he's read. That's good. Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. The same goes for him, of course. So I'm also sure that the girl that he was seeing isn't gonna fucking be in the picture anymore.
No.
At all.
Yeah.
Where were you at tonight, honey? Oh, just hanging out with some friends. Let me smell your dick. Actually, I'm gonna go now. I don't know. I would have almost have rather her been like, yeah, I'm not into you later than to know that this fucking douche that is driving around being a stalker wins, I guess. I don't want to turn it into a competition because it's not at all. But it's like, fuck me, I'm going to go be with him because I'm used
and
to
not
that.
You.
Because I spent a lot of time on this. He spent a lot more time on that relationship, obviously.
Right, because even when they're not together.
I know, man. Recon takes a lot of fucking time and effort. Let's see. I don't know how this is going to end up. I got a pretty good idea. murder, suicide, ring a bell? Except I'm hoping to either be happy with him or happy without him once and for all. Because, you know, the last time was just... It's like when you fucking, you do something, you're like, oh, just kidding, backsies or something. It's right. Like, the first time, that was a test drive. Now we're going to try it for real. Now that I know how dedicated to me he is, I know that even though I told him never to call me and I never want to see him again, and if you come near my house again or my kids, I'll get a temporary restraining order on you. That's fucking dedication. Mm-hmm. Man, the more I talk about this, the more I do see he is the right one.
Yeah, definitely. For sure.
I can't fucking compete with that. I never stalked her. The most I did was brought her back a fucking present from Mexico.
That's just not enough anymore.
I guess not. You gotta be
an asshole.
You gotta be in it like 110%, mm-hmm. or just go fuck yourself.
Even when they don't want you around,
that's
you
right.
gotta be there.
No means yeah, but not right now.
Yeah.
I've
pushing.
I'm slowly understanding now. No means just the tip, and then maybe the rest after I fall asleep. Just don't wake the kids.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Please be respectful of what I'm trying to accomplish and refrain from sending me texts and MySpace messages for now. The little fucking lead into part two, perhaps. For now, yeah. Because we both know I'm an idiot and this is never going to work out.
Right.
So, for now, I hope you're still there when I'm done so I can lead you on a little bit more. I mean, it wasn't that. I shouldn't have said that. It wasn't like that. I guess I led myself on thinking that. But she didn't make an effort to be like, no, right. you know, this isn't going to work. So, but yeah, the more I think about it, she didn't exactly make an effort to be like, yeah, I like you. This is cool. And stuff like that. So, yeah, what the fuck do I know? Let's see. You know I will... that's all. I wish you the best of everything. So, and it's weird how, like, the girl that I met in Miami that was in Argentina, like, you know, she lives way out there, so there's the curse. You know, you meet a girl that's just totally awesome, and she lives, you know, 12,000 miles away. And then her, she's like, oh, you're amazing and refreshing, but I'm going to go be with this scumbag.
Right.
And that's not the first time I've heard that. Like, I've been told that, like, by three different girls at different times that, oh, you're such a cool person, and I love hanging out with you, but I'm going to go be with douchebag number one over here.
Yeah.
Because he beats me, and I like that kind of attention.
I'm used to it.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. I tried... dating 18-year-olds, that was a dumb idea. I tried dating girls a little older, that's a dumb idea. I tried dating girls that don't live in the same fucking country as me, also a dumb idea. So, what's left?
I don't know, let's stick with your hand.
Might as fucking well. Alright, well, that is about that for that part of this shit. You ready to do some news?
Yep.
Do some news. Episode 74. Do you know what fucking 74 is damn near?
75.
Yes. And that's a quarter way to 100, my man. You ready?
Yep.
Are you ready for 100 fucking episodes?
That'll be a while still.
You think?
Yeah.
All right, Ray?
Yep.
Yeah!
I let you win that time.
Fucking scissors off the cuff.
I let you win.
Did you?
Yeah.
Don't ever take that away from me, ever,
I knew
ever,
you were
going
to go scissors.
Oh,
I like paper.
And before we do some news, we did go to the bookstore today because we had some time to kill. And as you all know, if we have too much time to kill before a show, the show is not going to be very good.
No.
It'll be good. It'll just, you'll have to be in our state of mind right. when you
the
listen
to it.
The
more time we have before the show starts to kill, the more
yeah.
messed up
we're
are.
Like ADD with pot. It's like, oh, okay, that's done. What do you want to do? Smoke more? Okay.
And now that there's whiskey here as
oh.
well.
So, yeah, speaking of that, since I started, you know, drinking, and I told you guys about how I have kind of a bad genetic disposition to, like, you know, blacking out
to everything,
to everything alcohol
addictive.
Related. Yeah, pretty much everything addictive, like in general.
Yeah, just drug related.
I'm looking through the bargain bin at the Borders, and that's a great place to find just random shit. And I find this book. I don't know if it's a synchronicity or what, because I just started drinking and we had a bottle of Johnny Walker Black Label waiting for us, and I don't know.
And then you found this book.
And then I found this book, and the book is called From Binge to Blackout, A Mother and Son Struggle with Teen Drinking. And I know I'm not a teen anymore, but I didn't drink through my teens because I was busy doing other drugs.
Right.
So now that I'm done with that, it's time to do a little binge drinking.
Yeah.
So I just thought
reached that phase in your life.
Yeah, I know. I'm a quick learner.
Yeah.
I got the heroin and everything out of the way earlier. So when I'm, you know,
you start
older,
at the top and worked your way down.
Yeah, I worked my way down to alcohol and pot. Right. Well, pot's always been there, but, you know.
Pot's a good base.
Yeah. Pot's like the curse with me in relationships. It's always there. Even when I don't know it's there, it'll just like be like, hey, remember me? Think you're going to be happy? Durr, wrong answer. At least I can laugh about it, right?
Yeah.
It's funny.
Other people.
It's so funny that, like, all this effort is spent on keeping a guy out of your life, and now you're like, hey, want to get back together?
Right.
Hey, call me crazy, but I got an idea. This will make you not stalk me, and I won't be lonely and have to get bugged by this fucking weird podcasting kid anymore that thinks
he's
fucking good enough to date me. Yeah. So how about we date again? I'll throw away the TRO, no problem. For those of you not living in trailer parks, TRO is temporary restraining order. So yeah, this Binge to Blackout book, I'm going to read through just a little bit of it, and then I'll write down some good excerpts from it, and we'll read it on the show while we take shots of JB Black or JW Black. All right, well, news here, episode 74, 45 minutes, 38 seconds, 39, 40 seconds.
We should just do that for the rest of the
for the
show.
Rest of the show. How pissed would you be?
I would be down.
This one is called Insults and Cans Flew in 7-Eleven Fracas, police say. Now, by cans, you might mean Africans or Mexicans or Puerto Ricans. But nay, you would not be correct. Spring Hill, words were exchanged, a pocketbook was thrown at a pickup truck, and a man and several women went at each other outside a 7-Eleven store with mace. Yeah. Fucking bear assault. Counter assault.
Wow.
With mace and a can of boiled peanuts, deputies say.
Boiled peanuts?
Wow. At least they weren't throwing chicken.
Wait, so what's with the boiled peanuts?
Hey, a riot starts out, you use whatever you can.
Yeah, but especially, who boils peanuts?
I don't know, 7-Eleven stores?
I've never heard of that.
Well, when it was all settled, the Tuesday morning brawl left several people with minor injuries and criminal citations and nearly 25 braided hair extensions strewn across the parking lot. Let's play a little game. I've heard other shows play this. I'm not going to mention them because I don't want to be on their dick or nothing.
Right,
I don't want to be a lackey, you know.
Yeah.
I'm the jam hole. I ain't nobody's fucking... I ain't on nobody's dick except my own now. At least
you've always been on your own dick.
I know. Me and my kitty. So, guess the race. Is that racist?
I don't know.
Oh.
What's the context?
Well, 25 braided hair extensions strewn across the parking lot. A 7-Eleven. I'd say a pocketbook, but that would totally throw you off.
Right. No. I don't know. Just tell me.
Grape drink.
Black?
I think so. I don't know yet.
African American?
Thank you. We don't want to be racist on this show. Oh, did I mention that? I forget. I'm a little tipsy right now.
What?
About the whole us being called racist.
Oh, like Keith and Girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I?
No.
Oh. Like, they were like, man, those guys are racist. Like, I'm sure just joking, but
yeah,
really,
he's like, hey, you should go check out the jam hole, thejamhole.com. They're pretty good, but they're so racist.
Right. Need I remind you, it was not me or Odie, and Odie's not even part of the show, you know, if he ever
And
has
I wasn't
time.
Even there.
Yeah, we were not the ones that almost started fucking a race riot in the comedy club there.
Right.
Like, we're in a place we should laugh. Like, okay, you hunt black people, that's funny. Now these black people hunt white people, let's all laugh.
Yeah, for
no,
real.
You, yeah, that was not us.
You.
So I don't know. I'm just saying, we say it, ha ha, and we don't get punched when we say it because we look over our shoulders and make sure there's no black people around.
Yeah,
when
we joke about it, we make sure we don't joke about it.
Then again, though,
people.
That crowd had a larger black population than all of Montana.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess it's all about location, location, location. Let's see. When it was all settled, blah, blah, blah. The trouble started about 1 a.m. outside the convenience store at... Who the fuck cares? I like how they give addresses. Like, oh, wait, let me write this down for my archives.
Right.
Right. The Corolla said two women in a Ford Explorer layer identified as Phyllis Hoskin and Kathleen Infante. Ooh, maybe Meskins. Said something slick to their 38-year-old daughter, Dawn De Leon. Infante, in turn, accused De Leon of calling them, quote, skanks, and asking them, quote, what are you monkeys looking at?
Wow.
Holy shit. So, yes, you were correct going by that last statement. Is that racist?
That was so racist.
Hey, I didn't say they look like monkeys. I was just saying because, you know, monkeys with hair extensions, you know, maybe. Don't punch me. Okay. Oh, wow. Infante, in turn, accused, blah, blah, blah. I just read that. Cool. Moments later, the way to got my back, Johnny Walker. I invite you on the fucking show, and what do I get? You make me read sentences over and over and over.
Nice.
And then stumble through them. Cool.
You know, they had, like, three shots.
I know. That's all it takes, though.
Yeah.
Some,
I don't even feel it.
No? Take another then.
I don't want to.
Sip it. Just the tip. All right. Corolla turned in his pickup. Moments later, as the Corollas drove off, one of the women allegedly threw a silver pocketbook that struck the family's pickup. Like, you just hit my car with a wallet. Oh, the fuck you say, Newman? Get the fuck out. Like, that's it, dude. You hit my shit with a pocketbook, with a wallet? Oh, my fuck. We are, I'll kill you for that. That and desecrating my Lord and Savior's body and blood. I will kill for that.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Corolla turned in his pickup around, pulled behind the Explorer, and got out. The fuck you say, no? Honey, hold this, motherfucker. Throw your wallet at me like you can buy me like some slave. Shit, no? Shit. Shit. Oh, man. I'd pay $1 million to have witnessed this.
Oh, at least.
Yeah. I would have paid $1 million to have witnessed the thing I did witness, but I only had to pay like $400 for the you know, ticket.
That's a little
better. I guess a little more for my plane trip, but it was well worth it.
Under $1 million, though.
Oh, $1 million for this shit?
Yeah.
If I had, you know, $1 billion or whatever.
Right.
If I was well off, yeah. Let's see, Corolla turned around, Gloria, blah, 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 rushed in, got, Mrs. Corolla got a face of mace. Is that like an ace of base?
Maced in the face.
A face of mace. Wow. Was that the case? One fish, two fish? All right.
I think so.
Oh, this article is written by Dr. Seuss. Nice.
Oh, hey.
I didn't know he wrote for the Times.
No, me neither.
Gloria Corolla and got the face of mace. Then they ran in the store to join the fracas. During the altercation, Infante allegedly struck more than one person with a can of boiled peanuts. But she wasn't exactly sure who she hit. See, when these black people, and I'm sure it's the same with white people, but not as bad. But when you get them riled up, they're just swinging, you know?
Right.
It's like, you ever watch that movie Congo?
No. No?
Oh. Well, then that joke did not make sense to you.
Okay.
But if you did, you know what I mean, and you're probably laughing right now or going, damn, that was racist. No, Congo with the monkeys
totally
and,
autoplay.
And the bricks, and they would smash heads and all right, whatever. Witness, oh, man. Hoskin had about 25 braided hair extensions ripped from her head during the scuffle. A witness gave a version of events that backed Marshall Corolla and provided a sworn written statement, and who the fuck cares? So... brawling at the 7-Eleven. I am all about that. $1 million. What do you got for us? Episode 74.
This one is called Disney Decides to Stop Selling Dive-In Panties for Young Girls.
Oh, why?
I don't know.
That's probably your fucking top seller, I'm sure.
Gee, someone wasn't thinking too clearly when they were designing High School Musical 2 themed panties for Disney sold in the UK. One pair of panties in a package of five are a dive in, a reference to the scene from the popular musical.
Oh, man. 26 says so. Right, so, yeah, are you guys going to do the dive in story? Nice.
Yes.
That is amazing, dude.
I know. And that, wow.
Wow. Why
right
you,
in the front. Why dive
there,
in.
Why is there such a thing as pedophiles?
I don't know.
I have no fucking idea.
It only is inviting them right in.
Keep signing your kids up to fucking slut whore dance class.
Right.
And
with
shit.
Underwear that says dive in.
Oh, my
the doors, fuck. The legs are open, fellas.
Yeah. Hey. Hey. And no means yes. And if you stalk me, hey, all the better. All the fucking better.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Wow. So Mrs. Ralph 57, a civil servant, said, I bought the packet of 5 multicolored knickers because they are in a packet. You can't see the writing. Dive in on them.
Right. But when you get home and put them on, you sure fucking can.
I was extremely shocked when I saw what was on them. And I don't believe Disney or anyone else is so stupid not to realize the implications of the wording they chose.
Disney's like, no, dive in, like scuba dive in. Oh, it was a typo. Well, issue a recall right away. And the pedophile's like, yeah, I'm gonna dive in. Right.
You let your children watch all these programs, which are innocent and nice, but the merchandising that runs alongside them is complete opposite. It's sexually suggestive, inappropriate, and wholeheartedly wrong in some cases.
And then they say that and they're like, you're the one thinking it's all gross and disgusting, perv. Let's see, do you have to knock on all your neighbors' doors when you move to a new place and let them know about your little past?
So Disney just says in response to that that...
Disney's like, go fuck yourself. We're Disney.
Yeah.
We can make fucking push-up bras and little fucking thongs for your 3-year-olds. You know why? Because we're fucking Disney.
No, they said it was used out of context and they were going to take it off the shelves and quit making them.
Oh, way to cave in, Disney. Yep. We're all about fucking making our employees slave away in 200 degree fucking weather wearing big head suit, hat suits, things, fuck, whatever. But no, no, you can't let your little 4-year-olds run around with a thong that says dive in on the fucking thing.
Right.
What kind of
must
fucking
dive in?
What kind of fucking world do we live in, dude? Like, seriously, a world where fucking stalkers get back together with their ex fucking girlfriends and companies make shit like that, like those little fucking belly shirts you see at JCPenney's that say hottie. It's like,
right.
You're fucking three.
Or those shorts that like the little girls or young girls wear, it says like juicy on the ass.
There's nothing hot about underdeveloped anything.
Not at
I don't
all.
Even like my meat undercooked.
No it's gotta be cooked
fully at least 16 to 18 years at least. I like my meat like I like whiskey. At least
age 18 years.
That bottle says 12 years. Never mind that. Scratch that last. Yeah. So is that it for that story? Awkward moment.
Yes.
All
it
right.
Is.
This one is called Family Says Mom Found in Freezer May Have Been Dead Since March. We're not
may
sure,
have.
But she may have.
It's possible.
May have been dead since May. I don't know.
Who knows?
Fellow fan. Bleh. All right, way to start things off. Jesus. Last show I drink on, except until Monday. Or until when. Jesus.
Wow.
And good night. We'll talk to you guys Wednesday. Bye. Family members of Eloise Wentz, whose body was found this week in a freezer at her deceased son's Monkey Junction home. You live in Monkey Junction? Are there a lot of black people there? Oh! I almost won a victory lap for that one.
You wouldn't deserve it.
No, I'd probably get shot while I was rounding the
probably
turn.
Probably get punched.
Yeah.
No Bromsky.
No Bromsky at all. Earl Wentz on Friday afternoon said investigators found a journal at the house of his brother, Alexander Wentz. An entry for March 21st included a time with the letters T-O-D next to it. T-O-D. Tits on delivery? At
tits on display?
That possibly. Was she naked in the freezer? Time of defrost.
Time of death.
Time, well, yeah, that's, you think?
Yeah.
I was making funny, sorry.
Right.
Quote, we believe that stands for, and if you said time of defrost, you are funny, but not right.
Right. Death.
Time of death, said Earl Wentz, who, with his sister Sharon, ooh, I know someone who has a sister named Sharon. Yeah.
I almost want to go to this link, but
will you stop clicking links on the computer we use to record? Okay, chat, listen up, everyone else, earmuffs. Stop sending him links that could possibly fuck our shit up.
Right,
here.
Especially like this, weird porn
This
sites.
Is the computer that we record from and stream from, so let's not do that.
You better start clicking.
Now
on.
That I just told him that, they're going to be like, fuckmycomputerup.com. Click. Jesus.
Trojanhorse.exe. Here.
Wow.
This.
26 says, I'll let you read that one.
That's okay.
All right. Let's see. Time of death. Do you think the cops, when they're like, we believe that stands for time of death, the cops looked at each other like, wow. Where'd you park the squad car, Dick Tracy? Fucking. Do you remember that movie?
Mm-mm.
Little Monsters, Howie Mandel, back when he was kind of funny?
Not at all.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Alexander Wentz, 54, was found dead in the home's living room Monday. He is believed to have been dead for at least a week. That's weird. The headline says, family says mom found in freezer. Here it's saying he is believed to have been dead. And a transvestite.
Also a woman.
Fucking weird, man. So did you fuck yourself to have those children? Or I don't know. He is believed to have been dead for at least a week, and investigators said foul play isn't suspected, except that it was his mom, but now it was his dad.
That's kind of foul.
Is that Cartman's mom? Friday, the sheriff's office reported that preliminary results of an autopsy on Eloise Wendt's body. See, they... thanks, news. You know, you try and do something professional, and then look what happens, you know?
Right. That's why you gotta proofread it first.
Fucking Christ. But then that takes away from the whole initial reaction.
Not
thing.
If you're good at
I'm not that good of an actor. Obviously. Look where I live. Look at my fucking... never mind. Earl, investigators began searching for Eloise Wentz following her son's death. That search eventually led deputies to the freezer because they were hungry and looking for pizza. Mm. Earl Wentz, a pastor with Cornerstone Ministries in Shalote, said he believes his brother kept their mother's body in the house so her monthly payments from Social Security would continue. And you, you and... stalking people win this week's scumbag of the week award.
Yes.
Of the, I almost said this week's scumbag of the year award. Yes.
Wow. You need some more alcohol.
I'm good. Thanks. He said investigators told him Alexander Wentz used checks pre-signed by his mother to access the money, which was direct deposited into her account, but the checks ran out in July. See, what they don't tell you is at first he like put the pen in her dead hand and was like signing the check. And he's like, right. Oh, you have to be alive for that to work. Shit. Right. So then he's like, okay. Let's see. And that's about it for that story. So, scumbags. Would you, now, if your mom died, because the way your dad died, you got Social Security for that, right?
Right.
If your mom died and she was getting, like, her own Social Security check, would you keep her frozen on the rocks, shaken, not... would you keep her there to continue getting her check so you did not have to work?
Maybe.
Or to support your cocaine habit, possibly any pill habits you might be developing,
uh-huh.
Your alcohol habit, right. Anything like that. Would you
I might
that?
Consider it.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you equipped for that type of mission?
Probably not.
Do you have the technology to follow through with that?
I have a freezer.
Is it big enough for your mother?
It would fit a couple bodies in it.
Really?
Really.
Wow. We will keep that in mind. All right. What do you got for us here? Please. Please.
This one is called Woman Strips Naked After Causing Crashes, Carjacking SUV. And this one comes from our most fucked up state, Florida.
Florida! Oh, my God. Our most fucked up state. Aww. Jackson?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Blackson Jackson?
A Jacksonville woman was arrested after she caused a string of accidents, carjacked an SUV, and then stripped naked after crashing into a fence Sunday night.
Was she on fire?
I don't think so.
Oh, wait, you're supposed to stop, drop, and roll.
That's right.
Fires and atom bombs. Yeah. Stop, drop, and roll.
Police said 34-year-old Holly Highfield was driving with 14-year-old Terrell Jones and several other passengers when Jones said Highfield
we just
started,
doing hood rat shit.
Started asking strange questions about faith. Then
oh, religion? Does this have to do with religion?
Kinda. That is when he saw a woman on a bike in the distance. Quote, she was asking us if we had faith, like as if we were scared or if we had faith that the bicyclist wasn't going to get hit, Jones said.
If someone came up to you and was like, hey man, you got any faith? You looking for some faith, man? Like, I would think he was trying to sell me drugs or something.
Right.
Like, is that like it's like, you know how different ecstasy pills, well, I don't know if you know that. Different ecstasy pills will have a different imprint on it. Like,
right.
Mitsubishi's have the Mitsubishi logo.
Right.
Pyramid. Yeah. This one's faith, and it's got like a little cross with a picture of a dead Jew hanging on it, looking all fucking sad because he's on a cross.
Right.
Dying for people's sins who will end up mocking him in the end.
That'll fuck you up.
Yeah. They're like, no, it'll make you feel good. This is faith.
Right.
I got these from the Holy Ghost.
And then she swerved.
Come on!
Hey, let me. I'm trying to just get on with the story. I don't have to
Somebody
laugh.
Somebody better
they can
be
laugh.
Laughing. Right. I'm laughing, and that's all that matters. Fuck everybody else.
And then she swerved off the road and hit her, and then she swerved back, and she looked like she was surprised.
That's kind of, holy shit, that's kind of like what we did. Like, okay, if you exist, you won't let us eat this consecrated fucking communion.
Right.
If here
you
goes,
exist, you won't let me run
if
over
you,
this
yeah.
bicyclist.
And then she goes to do it and is surprised when right. it actually, when the car doesn't magically fucking right itself and the kid goes by. Mm. Wow, dude. I never would have guessed if you would swerve the steering wheel into a person that you would fucking hit them.
I know, right? Weird.
I thought,
that might kill someone.
I know. No, God's never killed anybody.
Never.
Oh, right. Your son. Sorry, I forgot.
Witnesses said Highfield ran out of the car and Jones, a Boy Scout, realized he and the other children were in danger. Yeah,
yeah,
maybe.
She's like, all right, show of hands. Who else didn't see that coming?
Right.
Anybody? Okay. Oh, fuck.
I said, okay, it's time to get out of the car because I don't know what she's going to do next. So I just tried to get them out of the car and make sure we were in a safe area.
Right? She's like, so if that worked, there's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no... Oh, fuck. Here come the cops.
Witnesses said moments later, Highfield carjacked a gray SUV and slammed it into a Honda before continuing down the road and crashing through a fence.
So like
Highfield
this,
then ran from the vehicle, stripping off all of her clothes.
This wasn't just like, okay, if God exists, I won't be able to hit this bicyclist. It's like,
I won't
this
be able to
like,
steal this car. I won't be able to run into this car. I won't be able to crash this car. And I won't be able to run around naked.
Wow. God's like, remember Job? It's all faith. Oh, my God. I am so... You might as fucking well. You know, if people can be like, oh, God made, or the devil made me do it, God made me do it. You know what? Why the fuck not? Go right, right. ahead. God made me stalk you and hack your MySpace account. Can I have you back? Really? Really? Wow, I didn't think you'd actually say yes. I was planning on raping you. I guess I won't need this chloroform.
26 says, if God exists, Matt will not interrupt Braden.
That's bullshit. Sorry, I wasn't looking. I wasn't. You, oh, fuck.
No Jew like a dead Jew.
I hear that shit. Wow, racist.
That's 26 said that.
Oh, 26 is funny.
All right, well, that's it for that story.
Hey,
are
it can't
you
be it
ready?
For that story. I'm trying to
smoke.
Well,
it is it.
All right, well, I got one more story here. You got, what do you got?
Well, I don't know. It's an hour. We need to do Craigslist stuff.
Hey, we're going to, hey. You let me worry about the logistics.
I did all my good stories, so. All
right, well, will you hand me the ashtray and let me read this story, and then we'll do some Craigslist, and then we'll get the fuck out of here. So this one is called Mom Held in Boys, Alleged Cult Death, going right along with the whole religion is fucked up
always.
And makes people do fucked up shit. Mm-hmm. Hey, your son has a simple flu, or he has like strep throat. All he'll need is some antibiotics. Fuck that shit. All my son needs is to pray better. Hear that, boy? If you don't pray better, you're gonna die.
You're not praying hard enough.
Yeah, and then when he dies, they're so delusional. They're like, "Duh, we should have prayed harder." Oh well, want to have sex and have another fucking kid? Yeah, why the fuck not? Jesus Christ.
I can't see the hole in that logic.
No, not at all. It was completely logical. Baltimore, Maryland, a 21-year-old woman accused of starving her toddler to death because, you know, the body and blood of Christ should be sufficient. I'm sorry. Starving her toddler to death while a member of a religious cult was ordered held without bail Tuesday, and her attorney suggested that she was not responsible for her son's slaying. It's God's fault, really. And,
yeah,
you know, we've said this
once. I mean,
once.
God should have saved the baby.
No, I think God needs to step the fuck up, take claim for the shit he's doing, and be charged. You think you're above men because
right.
you're God?
You
think
above
you're not
the law.
You're not accountable to man's laws? Is that what you fucking think?
You got to follow the same rules.
That's right. And hey, if you don't agree with what I'm saying, just don't do nothing. Mm. All right. Oh, my heart. Just kidding. How fucking weird would that be? Like, as I'm smoking a cigarette, I just choke on it.
Or you just have a heart attack.
Definitely.
That'd be fun. At least it'd be on during a show.
I know, right? I'd be like, you guys saw that, right? Okay, it's not just
you know,
me.
If we do the show often enough, the chances of us dying while doing the show
right?
will increase
especially,
so much.
We fucking started out smoking weed. Now we're fucking drinking. We'll fucking all relapse one of these episodes. We'll fucking... I'm just saying, I'm all about helping God.
Right.
All right? I will help you.
Well, I'll just help speed up the process.
Hey, that's what we're here for. Yep. Speeding up the process. Rhea Ramkissoon. What the fuck?
Was that English?
Ramkissoon.
What do you say?
Rhea Ram wore a purple jumpsuit and a blank expression during her appearance Tuesday at the city's booking center, answering only yes when asked whether she had read the charges against her. She's like, can you print them in Spanish, please? Her attorney, Steven Silverman, no relation to Sarah, argued for the bail to be set, but District Court Judge Theodore, no relation to Alvin and the Chipmunks, decided that holding Ram without bail was appropriate because of the seriousness of the allegations. Sorry, I'm trying to fucking enjoy a cigarette here. There. Fuck me. So... He's like, do you understand what you did? She's like, had faith in God? Yeah. Do you understand what you just did, you fucking retard?
Right.
I suppose your kid's one of the kids that didn't get any presents because you believe Santa was actually going to come down the chimney, which your children also fucking shivered their asses off because you turned the fireplace down because Santa was coming down the chimney. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you lose. You deserve to die for that. Quote, this is not a black and white case. It's because she's Mexican.
Oh!
Thank you. This is a brown case. Duh. Is that racist? Quote, I'm convinced. No, because
her skin's brown.
I'm reading it on an LCD full color monitor, and the ad for Windows Vista features an Asian. So I am covered. And my print is black. But it's on a white screen, so
right. It's just good contrast.
Quote, I'm convinced from talking to her that she's been grossly overcharged. Wow. Silverman said after the hearing that his client, a petite native of Trinidad, I was wrong. She is not Mexican. Trinidad, is that? What is that? South America, right? Oh, South America. That's where Argentina is. You know, at least that was a legitimate reason. Like, hey, I really like you, Matt. I would love to be with you. But hey, you live in Montana and I live in Argentina. Not like, oh, we live in the same fucking town. We live like, you know, right down the road from each other. But I'm going to go back with my stalker ex-boyfriend. Right.
Burger says there will be a great show. Matt fucked up on Oxy.
Yeah.
Try
episodes 1 through 9.
Right.
Yeah, I got clean in February. Still have been. Oh, okay, let's see. Silverman said, Trinidad, she moved to Maryland with her mother at the age of 8 and has no criminal record, was manipulated by cult members. Quote, she did not in any way initiate or cause the death of her son. She didn't exactly help to make things better. Like, a fucking, would a Happy Meal every couple days kill you?
Right.
I mean, really?
Possibly.
I mean, not doing it did kill him, so,
right.
I mean, it wouldn't have made things any worse. At least he would have had a toy to play with while he died. He would have tried to eat the toy, and then that would have got lodged in. Then
that
they could have sued
him.
McDonald's, or whatever. Whatever, yeah, Happy Meals is McDonald's.
Right.
Yeah. This show is a McTrain wreck. excuse my face.
Oh, someone noticed that there's no episode 3.
Yeah, you can actually still find that. Look on our MySpace blog. So, yeah, I was asked to take that one down because of things I said about my previous co-host girlfriend slash, you know, I still haven't got my fucking Keith and the Girl iPod Nano back.
You need to get that back.
I do need to get that back. I need to frame it.
Then let me use it.
Put it next to my signed fucking condom I got from them.
What?
Well, I got it while I was down there on their dick. Oh! Okay. Seriously, though, I should have got that beach ball sign. No, I'm just kidding. Let's see. Quote, the members of this cult who were more than twice her age were calling the shots and taking the shots. She bought the she bought the program hook, line, and sinker. You don't need a hook for the worms to dance. That's what Sage Francis said. Four other alleged members of the group, known as One Mind Ministries, also face first-degree murder charges in the death of Javon Thompson, who was about 15 months old when he died. Is this the one that we read about earlier? Is this all the same cult?
I don't know.
The one, the kid, the little baby died, and then that kid died from the urinary tract infection.
Is it the same church?
I don't know. I don't remember One Mind Ministries, but I don't know. It very well could be.
There's so many of them.
Bail reviews. Yeah, no. Bail reviews for two of them, Queen Antoinette 40, the alleged cult leader, and Trevia Williams 21, were postponed Tuesday. While Ram had her bail review, another alleged cult member, Marcus Cobbs, was in a family courtroom and blah blah blah. Who cares? A judge ruled that Cobbs was the father of one of Smith's children, but not the father of another. Sounds like a little polygamy going on. Police allege in court documents that Ram conspired with the four other cult members to deprive Javon of food and water and an education in 2006. But then they're like, oh, wait, the government will do that. Come on.
Wrong.
Give it up. I know. No, they will deprive you of an education.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
They'll deprive you of everything.
So I guess that wasn't really a joke. That was just some fact, some cold, hard truth.
It's funny because it's true.
I know. A lot of truth is said in jest, right? Let's see. The boy died after 2 days without nourishment. Queen Antoinette wanted to punish the toddler for refusing to say amen after meals. And cult members also viewed him as a demon, according to the documents.
Wow.
So, since when do demons need to eat?
Seriously.
They feed on your soul.
Fucking demon.
And the cries, or the tears of your crying children.
Right, and your
they don't
fear.
I know. What kind of pussy demon dies because he wasn't fed? Jesus,
the
man.
The one that deserves
you
say, to die.
Satan is kicking your fucking ass right now. You want anything done right, you gotta do it yourself. Fucking demons. God. What are you doing?
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, okay. The documents allege that Antoinette later put Javon's body in a suitcase that was hidden in a shed behind a Philadelphia home for more than a year. That's a good fucking hiding place.
That's a while.
I know. Police recovered the suitcase in April. DNA tests are pending to confirm that the body inside was Javon's. They're quoted as saying, "We also found the Travelocity gnome in there." He's like, "Suitcase, where are you going?" And then Tally came by. He's like, "Hey, don't forget to bring a towel." Oh, God. Whenever killing demons, it's always good to bring a towel. All right. Well, that's it for that story. Let's do a little fucking Craigslist here. Not just because I'm looking again. No, I'm not. I'm done looking. You know what? You can't fight the curse.
No.
I've decided.
The curse won.
You win. I lose.
You submit. White flag.
I concede. You got me. What the fuck? So yeah, I don't know. I'm not even gonna try anymore. If you if you want to come fuck with me, you know where I'm at. Oh God, bring super glue. That's all I'm saying. Let's see. Cock eater needs it now. This one's from Kalispell. This looks a lot like your phone number, dude.
I bet.
That's weird.
Because I have a phone number.
Looking for a hot dude to feed me his man meat, as long as there's no peanuts in it, because I'm allergic to nuts.
Right.
In a semi-public place. Is that like church? Or school? I don't know. I want to do this ASAP. Like, right now.
Yes.
I'm going to do this right now. Prefer under 40, but hey, I'm not limiting myself because, you know, this is Craigslist, and I'll take what I can get. Need to be height, weight, proportionate, not fat, and ready to be sucked.
Mm.
So wow. If you're fat or you're not ready to be sucked, or you're like really tall and really skinny, like that's not, you know, just click backspace and move on.
What a picky,
I know,
picky
right?
person.
Looking to have some fun before I deploy to Iraq. Ooh.
Wow.
Who wants to bang a military man, huh? I'm about to deploy for... Is this... Do you really think he's even in the military? This
probably
sounds
not.
Like, just hey, my king's fucking wife just died and I have all this babillion monies. Do you want to give me your bank account so I can give it to you?
Right.
It's like...
No, it's just so if he says he's going to the war and he's probably going to get killed, that maybe someone will fuck him.
He's like going around leaving flyers on cars that have yellow ribbons
right.
on them. He's like, hey, I'm a troop.
Do you want to support the troops?
Do you want to support
the
fucking... Oh, man. It totally sounds like a scam. I'm about to deploy to Iraq for a year. Yeah, right. I'm about to go to bed and wake up to my boring 8-to-5 tech support job. I'd like to have a couple of fun memories. Whoa, you should... never mind. To look back on during those long months in the desert. For me and all my fucking Iraqi Marine buddies to pass around while we're jerking each other off. That's not very supportive. I never even retorted to that message we got about how freedom, like all these guys are giving their lives to support this freedom and I'm mocking it or whatever the fuck.
Right.
It's like, you're going over there. There's nothing wrong with freedom where we fucking live. Now, if some shit happened here that threatened our way of life, then, yeah, I would be like, hey, thanks for watching my back and shooting that fucking guy that was about to come kill me and rape
right.
my girlfriend. Well, kill me, you know. But we're going over there picking fucking shit, dude.
Right.
That's not supporting freedom at all. And, I mean, I don't know. I don't even want to get into it this late in a show. But, yeah, basically that's...
Because then we'll have, like, a four-hour-long trail.
No, yeah, I know. Remind me, someone else email info@thejamhole.com, mention something about that, and we'll get to it Wednesday, and I'll tell you all about how I feel about that shit. And then all this shit that's happening in Jordan with Russia. All I have to say about that right now is, remember the Cold War? That war with Russia that ended? Like, remember how fun that was? Let's start that again, please.
Yeah.
I didn't get to live through that war, so I would love to fucking experience it first fucking
Bring it
hand.
Back.
Bring it back, you know? But old school. We're going old school, man. And then after that, let's pick a fight with the South over slavery. Well, we'll have to figure something else out.
Right.
But I'm sure we can. We're a smart fucking society. Excuse me. Okay, I'm done with that one. Seeking tall man. These are all fucking gay. You know what?
Well, quit looking at the gay ones. You just like seeing the dick pictures.
Lolly, lolly, lolly. Fuck you. Hey there. Well, I'll try and keep this short and sweet like your penis is probably going to be. Minus the sweet part. I like to hang out with friends, meet fun and exciting new people, and always, always have a good time. I'd like to write one that's like, you know, I like hanging out at home by myself. Not doing fun stuff, meeting dull and boring people, and always, always, always having the worst, shittiest time possible.
Yeah,
actually,
ever.
If you could just meet me somewhere and kick me in the nuts, I would appreciate that. I don't know. I love to spend time in the outdoors just as much as going to a bar or club. Ooh. I love to go out dancing with my girls, but I need some masculine attention, too. My dog's starting to stink, and I don't want to give him a bath again. Is that weird? You sit next to the girl in your cubicle space that smells like wet dog all the time? You know why now. Well, I guess email me if you like my profile. Okay. Why? I don't know. Is it too much to ask for a good-looking man to pleasure a good-looking petite black woman? Slugnut! Yeah!
That doesn't count.
The fuck it doesn't, Montana. That counts.
But you gotta see him.
It says black woman.
That's gotta be in person.
Really?
Yeah. There's not even a picture.
I'll have to meet with the makers of the game and see if this goes.
Okay. I don't think... You gotta see him.
I would pleasure the fucking shit out of
it's
a
like,
petite, hey, out of a petite black woman.
Yeah.
I am not, oh, I would, oh my God, I would love
we'll send her a message.
Fucking, I'm gonna, right now. I'm in need of a nicely packed man. Well, so much for that. You're laughing. I got you. I'm ready to go, are you?
Because you just insulted yourself.
I'm ready to go to KFC, are you? I'll buy. Order off the value menu. Do they take food stamps? Oh, I got them under my husband's work boots. Oh, God. When will it stop? I don't know.
Hopefully right now.
Hopefully. I'm a 21-year-old that is absolutely into summer and beaches, modeling and working out. Do you know, I don't know if you know this or not. You might. Montana's a landlocked state.
Yeah.
Not so many beaches.
No, not so many.
Whitefish.
None on the ocean.
Negative. Whitefish cat litter beach,
yeah.
I guess.
No beaches with real sand.
I'm into beaches, modeling, and working out. Well, I'm into lakes, looking at porn, and not working out. What do you say we hook up? I have dark brown eyes.
Match
and
made in heaven.
I know, right? You can be the model, and I'll take pictures, and you can work out, and I'll sit at home and play World of Warcraft. Fucking sweet.
Yes.
My name's Ryan, the salt guy. I have to give him shit. He has a severe World of Warcraft addiction.
He plays that game?
Severely.
Really?
He's got it bad. He plays World of Warcraft like I used to shoot oxys.
Really?
Like, bad.
Is that
dude.
All he does when he's not working?
Oh, that's true. He doesn't play World of Warcraft while he's working.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not a drama queen. Yeah, right. You have a vagina? Yeah, you're a drama queen. I found people tend to be different around different people and in different situations. Is that the most fucking all-encompassing sentence ever?
Right.
I found people react differently to different kinds of stuff.
Whoa.
People,
you just blew my
different
mind.
Different people act differently depending on the different things
right.
that happen to them individually.
Different people are different.
On a differentiated basis.
Right.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Holy shit. I've got an upbeat attitude. I don't know. And you can
hey,
usually...
Hey, you should go to this link.
What?
You should go to this link.
Hold on. Look at this dumb cunt in my local Craigslist. You know, you could have fucking linked it and then sent it to my screen like they do in 24. Now I have to talk while I'm doing this, and that makes me do this a lot slower. Whoa. Oh. Convenience street down the road. I'm not it. Wait, not it. Oh, you're it. Never in a million years did I think I would do this sort of thing. Get back with my boyfriend that I got a restraining order on.
Oh, that stalked me.
Can I kill that now? Did she leave the room? I'm just kidding. It wasn't her. Yeah, it was. No, she did leave. She left back when I started talking about that, I bet.
Yeah, she left.
She's probably still listening, though. Hey,
maybe.
I tried. I really did. And I really wish things would have been differently. But I don't know. I guess who's the sadist now, huh?
That'd
I remember
be you.
That.
Yes.
She's like, if I were you, I would just run. You must be a sadist. Because I'm like, no, I really like you.
It's like, yep.
It's like, okay, I'm not that sadist. That, oh, man. That's fucking awesome. That's like me going to Jasmine's sister that hates me and being like, hey, want to go get dinner sometime?
Right, want to hang out?
I won't poison you if you don't poison me.
Right.
Okay, cool. Want to have sex? Oh. but I'm here hoping to find that one. Yes, one. Not two. Not three. Not four. Or five. Or six.
Just one.
Or seven.
Just
not
one.
Just one.
I got it.
Hey, just the tip. I am a single mother. Next. No, I. You know, and that didn't even bother me. I don't know how I keep relating
it's fake,
these two.
Though.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Sure. But I'm saying, like, the fact that she had kids and stuff. Like, I was totally cool with that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. Their kids were great.
Right.
And now it's like, yeah, you know.
It's like even that wasn't enough.
I know, right? I could have been like, I don't know. I don't know what I could have been. I could have been smart and just. Fucking avoided the whole situation to begin with. Yes, I'm single mother of the most wonderful baby girl in the world.
Of course you are.
I just bought her a pair of panties that say dive in.
Mm.
She'll be 2 in March and spoiledrotten.com. I haven't worked in a little over a year now. I hate the idea of sending my child to daycare. That's cool, I guess. I you know, we're all about people not using daycares to raise their kids. If you're going to do that, I almost got in an argument with this lady that worked at the gas station.
Seriously?
I said something about how the carnival, the fair, like, I here's a little behind the scenes. When I'm out in town and stuff and I think of shit for the show, I'll try it out on people, like people I work with or stuff like that, to see what kind of reaction I get from them. And if they laugh, I'll use it in the show. And if they don't, I'll generally still use it in the show. But, you know, so
at least you'll be more confident.
I'm doing the whole fucking, man, the fair brings out all these fucking people. You know, they can't take care of themselves, but they think it's a good idea to have kids. And I'm like, man, we need less churches and more abortion clinics or something like that. And she's like, you know what I just got at the fair? I'm like, an abortion? No? Oh. And she pulls out... yeah, that's good. She pulls out this fucking bumper sticker that says, abortion stops a beating heart. I'm like, you would rather have these kids grow up not being raised at all, turn into fucking serial killers, than just have the whole problem killed right then and
Did
there.
Did you say that?
Yeah. And she's like, well, they're a living person. I'm like, yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer was a living person. Look what the fuck happened to him.
They,
like,
killed him.
Yeah. And I'm like, and on top of that, if you don't want the kids, don't have it, because we're fucking crowded. We're way overcrowded.
Right. And if you don't want the kid, the kid's probably going to get raised bad because you don't want it. You neglect it.
And then the kid's going to be like, you know, fuck everything. I'm a spoiled little piece of fucking shit.
Right.
It's going to grow up to fucking stalk people and make life just generally not fun for the rest of us. And it's one more fucking person on welfare we're going to have to end up supporting. Well, me, until you get a job.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and then I just walked away. She didn't have a smile on her face when I was done.
I'm sure she didn't.
I moved back home in with my mom in order to be able to do all this. It sucks at times. I'm so used to being on my own, but it's worth it to raise my daughter the way I feel is right. See, honey, when you grow up and have a child when you're 20, you can move back in with your mom, too.
Yay.
Let's play dress up. Oh, who has to change the diaper? 1, 2, 3, not it. So if you need a partner in crime, contact me, because I'm a whore and prostitution's illegal. Let's do it. All right. We'll read a couple more here and then we'll get the fuck out of here. Looking for a bowling babe. Yeah, right. Oh, come on, internet. Oh, this would be a great time for the internet to die.
Please.
Oh, fun, cute, honest, witty. Bullshit, a liar. I'm easygoing, who will try almost anything once. I bet we could push those limits. I'm happy.
Easy,
right? I'm happy, centered, and well-adjusted. Well, that's cool, because I'm miserable, off to the side, and very maladjusted. And I'm cursed. Did I mention that? Seeking the same in a mate. I'm looking to mate. I just want to do it and have babies.
We should mate.
Let's mate. Hey, bitch, want to mate? Want to swallow my children and then spit it in my mouth and then I'll lick your cunt and then, I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I'll spit it in your shoe and we'll let the flies do the rest.
God.
Is that better?
No.
I'm looking for a guy who can challenge me. Like, you start out with one finger and then it goes to two and then four and then the fist. And now you're like, all right, now time for the challenge. Fist times one, fist and two fingers, fist and three. All right, two fists. She's like, Mark Summers, I'll take the physical challenge. Oh, you didn't say double dare. You said
double fist.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for reading my profile. Email me if you have any questions. I would send her an email and all it would say is DVDA? Mm-hmm. Looking for a bowling babe. This is the link that keeps not working. What's up, Craigslist? I'm looking for a bowling babe. This is it. Oh, it's a dude looking for a chick. I guess I couldn't answer that one. Like romance? Fun guy. I like fun guys. No. Oh, there's the cancer I've been waiting for 27 fucking years of my life. Hello there. I'm incredibly charming and witty. Ah, ha, ha. I can hold up my end of the conversation on diverse topics. I love live music in small venues. That's a coincidence. I love sitting next to big fat people in real small venues.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm passionate about life, love, and the general pursuit of happiness with a Y, because I'm a Will Smith fan. I have lifelong friends with long junk that keep me standing. If my friends kept me standing, I'd be like, dude, offer me a seat.
Seriously.
What the fuck?
Why can't I sit down?
I love my job. I believe in the concept of paying it forward. Did you ever see that movie?
Maybe.
Do you believe?
If I did, I don't remember it.
Do you believe that what they were trying to do with that movie is get people to be like, you know what? We should be nice to other people. Not because we want to, but because a fucking movie told us to.
Right.
Right. Okay. I'll punch you in the face, now pay it forward. So. You could do a whole, like, pessimistic pay it forward, like, steal someone's dollar. And be like, all right, now you have to go steal a dollar, or, like, go break their window and be like, now you have to go break someone's window,
right.
Or, like, rape their wife and be like, now you have to go rape someone's wife. You know,
right.
That would be fun.
You gotta pay it forward.
The jam hole version of paying it forward.
Right, there's a pay it forward for both sides.
Yeah. I'm living my dream. I'm also much, much more. I'm living my dream. That's why I'm on Craigslist.
Yeah, it's my dream.
I'm just bored. I have everything.
Right.
I mean, you get bored when right. you have everything. I mean, you know that. Yeah. You have everything.
Right.
I have everything.
Of course.
Happy relationship. I got a great job. I love what I do. Did I mention I'm in, like, the best relationship ever?
I don't think
it's amazing, dude.
That is amazing.
I cannot believe. I don't believe it.
I can't believe it.
I know. Because it's a fucking lie.
Because it's not.
Liar! You're a liar! I'm a poet, photographer, and love to write. I am former lawyer, investigator, and pilot. And you know what? God is my former co-pilot.
Former.
Because I'm
not
a
current?
I'm a former lawyer, investigator, and pilot. So, if you don't pilot anymore, God can't be your co-pilot. Oh, I think I'm fucking done. Are you done?
I'm done.
I'm done. All right. Well, guys, it has been a fucking slice for the Big Monday Night Show. So, as usual, if you ever want to talk to us or make fun of my awful fucking cool relationship-driven life, you can go and leave us a comment on the show notes, or you can always email us, info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where to find everything else. You can subscribe with iTunes. If you guys want bulletins when the show goes live, go to twitter.com/thejamhole. Sign up there, or myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. Please vote for us on Podcast Alley. If you guys are new listening, heard us on Keith and the Girl, welcome. We do this little thing every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. live. We will talk to you the day after tomorrow. Bye.
Here's an oldie but goodie. Hit it. Can I have your attention? Mm-hmm. There's just a few things that I've got to mention. Mm-hmm. There's girlies out here that seem appealing, but they'll come in your life and cold hurt your feelings. I'm telling you, as Rick is my name, I wouldn't trust no girl unless she feels the same. Treat them like a prostitute. Do what? Don't treat no girlie well until you're sure of the scoop. Cause all they do is they hurt and trample. Listen up close, here comes my first example. Now you've been with your girlfriend for quite a while. Plans for the future, she's having your child. Celebrate with friends, drinking cans and quarts. Telling all your friends about your family thoughts. One friend was drunk, so he starts to act wild. He tells the truth about the kid, it's not your child. Acting like a jerk and on his face was a smirk. He said your wife went berserk while you was hard at work. And she let him on and tried to please him. She didn't waste time, she didn't try to tease him. Treat him like a prostitute, do what? Don't treat no girlie well until you're sure of the scoop. Cause all they do is they hurt and trample. Listen up close, here comes my second example. Now your wife, you buy the trend jewels and clothes. You get sentimental and bring home a rose. Give her everything cause you swear she's worth it. All your friends tell you, the bitch don't deserve it. Love is blind, so there goes your wealth. Until one day you see things for yourself. Came home from work early, Mr. Lover Man. You had card and some candy in your right hand. There's the mailman, he was short yet stout. He went inside your house and didn't come back out. But it, just a friendly stop, come on, is it? The mailman comes and he pays your wife a visit. The thought alone makes your temperature boil. You say to yourself, she might still be loyal. You open up your door and you stand in a trance. You see the mailman's bag and the mailman's pants. Came home to party, at work had a hard day. Look around your house, you say, where the hell are they? Run upstairs up to your bedroom. You look inside your room, you see something groom. Cover your mouth because you almost choked. You see the mailman's dick way up your wife's throat. Treat him like a prostitute. Don't treat no girlie well until you're sure of the scoop. Cause all they do is they hurt and trample. Listen up close, here comes my last example.
1, 2, 3.
Now your girl, she don't like to have sex a lot. And today she's ready and she's hot, hot, hot. As you open up the door, she said, get on the floor. She wants to try things she's never tried before. She takes off your drawers and works you over. She calls you Twinkles and you call her over. Next thing you know, the whole starts to ill. She says, I love you, Harold, and your name is Will. That's not the half till you start to ride her. Take off your rubber and there's one more inside her. It's not yours? Who could it be? I think it was a slick rapper. His name is Mzerekai. Treat him like a prostitute. You don't treat no girlie well. Treat no girlie well. Treat no girlie well until you're sure of the scoop.